You're listening to the show about strip duels. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
I'm recapping next time, right?
I don't know. What's the calendar say?
Don't make me switch tabs,
I'm looking
Eric.
At the calendar. I'm switching tabs. Yes.
All right. Thank you. I just want to make sure my notes are up to snuff.
Which is apparently going to be Friday. But who knows? No?
I have to DM all of you.
DM?
Everyone
wait,
check.
Where do I look? I'm sorry.
Something's happening.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Oh. I haven't sent it to you yet.
Well, okay.
Should I play the first sound? Like the
No
not on. Yours. The this one.
Adam said no.
Yeah, but he wasn't talking about that.
Share. Copy link. Paste. Lean. Sent. All right. Now I have to do that three more times.
Oh, lean. Damn.
Share. Copy link. Click over here. Click over here. A. Click here. Message. Paste. Lean. Sent.
What are you to lean about? What's the lean?
Two more times.
He's hitting
to
some
reach
button
my
that's far away.
Keyboard.
What's on the, very you, far away.
You have to hit enter?
Yeah.
You can't click send?
Oh.
I don't think so.
Oh. Okay.
Copy link. Click over here. Click over here.
He's pointing a different
message.
Direction every time he does that. Amazing.
Paste. Lean.
Oh, you leaned somewhere else.
Is that supposed
time.
To be for me or KT?
What?
This one. What?
Oh,
because there's only we.
What? I sent one to you. I haven't sent one to KT yet.
Okay. I just don't know how you're planning
I don't
on
have
doing that. They're not. They don't have Discord on their computer
yeah.
currently.
Can it be like.
Do you have it on like your tablet or anything?
No.
Can you email it?
Wait, what? Wait, I need just Discord.
I don't know.
Phone?
Oh no, no, I can send it to you. I can email it to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just email
sorry,
it,
I thought it was something
your
that
email
I needed.
Share. I'm gonna share it with you now. send, and you should get it in a moment.
So can I click? Oh, it's words.
It.
Okay, cool. All right.
It's words.
It's words. I'm like, do I have to play anything? I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
All right. You ready, Adam?
Yippers!
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
If you asked anyone, they'd say it was an otherwise calm day in the city of Trent. But for one D&D party, Bathwack Madrak, Will Pompion, Rafina Phalangepot, Roscoe LaFleur, and their trusty sidekicks Shimi and Moe, a carefully orchestrated conflict was roiling, and an unorchestrated tragedy was about to strike for this adventuring band of virtuous heroes. Or were they? This is their story. Tonight on E. Trent Hollywood Story. It was a quiet morning, and unbeknownst to the residents of Trent, a mysterious group of individuals was in town, trying to save the world. Or were they?
Okay, first of all, you guys look familiar. Are you same crew that did that whole E True Bear Toggle thing a little while back?
Do you want us to be?
No! I heard what those guys did to Bathwack. They made it. They really did him dirty, you know. They used fancy schmancy editing and sound design and creepy music to make him sound like a bad guy after he accidentally broke Shimi's foot. It was downright unethical. And I'll be as darned as a pair as my Aunt Tootie's night socks if I'm going to let anyone do that to me.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah, that wasn't us then.
Well, good. I'm tempted to roll an insight check, but I trust you.
Oh, yeah, I'm Roscoe LaFleur, and that was a crazy day. You see, we were just minding our own business at the local tavern, you know, eating breakfast, singing collectively improvised songs about how much we loved Trent, even though we'd only been there for like a day. You know, normal stuff like that.
Yeah, I remember that day. There was a lot of normal stuff at first. Breakfast, singing. But then I got into a huge fight with Will. I mean, not Will.
Look, I keep telling you, I don't know why you want to interview me for this one, because I wasn't even there that day.
Where were you?
That's none of your business.
Shimi said you had diarrhea.
Did he now?
Mo did too.
Great.
Roscoe confirmed it.
Oh, fine! Look, I did not have diarrhea. That wasn't even part of the plan.
Plan?
What? I didn't say anything about a plan.
I'm pretty sure you did.
Well, I'm pretty sure you should shut the hell up. And for the record, I was relaxing in my magic inflatable tent. Or trying to, anyway. But luckily for you, I've heard the story about what happened that day many times, and I'd be happy to share with you the things that I've heard, specifically about this cool old guy that Bathwack got in a fight with. I've heard a lot about him.
Great. Who was he exactly?
Oh, I know this. He was someone named Nat's Grandpa. And you would not believe how much of a totally real-sounding backstory this guy had with Bathwack. It was impressive.
Yeah. It was Nat's Grandpa, all right. See, Nat was a young boy from Vilaki, kidnapped by werewolves. Nat's grandfather asked Will, who was disguised as Vilaki's Baron Vargas Vilakovich, to return him safely. Later, he did become a werewolf. And while Will tried really hard to save him, Bathwack's attitude to the now cursed creature was far less merciful. And this became a source of much chagrin between the two of them.
Did you just read that word for word off of the Pork Fried Dice wiki?
What? No! Well, yes.
Okay, make a note. We're going to have to get approval from our Chesson to use that.
Oh my God, amazing.
Sure thing, boss!
Eric as assistant.
Okay, you could have a lot more lines to say later. So, are you willing to commit to that voice?
Sure thing, boss.
Okay, great.
Oh my God.
Let's keep going.
Again, I wasn't there, but I heard that this old guy, Nat's grandpa, he was walking through the streets of Trent, casting vicious mockery on innocent bystanders, asking everyone where King Bathwack was. I mean, this guy was demanding respect, and he was getting it. Pretty cool, if you ask me.
Like I said, we were just singing and having breakfast when suddenly this guy blasts the door down, sending it flying onto our food. I was not going to let that stand. I mean, I'm a paladin, and I love food, especially fish tacos. Anyway, so I stood and confronted the guy.
And this cool old guy, he eldritch blasts the ceiling twice.
There was rubble everywhere. People could have been hurt. And by the way, I wanted on the record that the very first thing I did was help to clear the rubble and heal anyone who needed healing. I think that's important to note because it demonstrates pretty clearly, if you ask me, that I'm a healer, not a killer.
So what did you do?
Me? I did what any paladin would do. I made myself glow a bright white light and sent that bastard flying out onto the ground.
Yeah, that's when the fight moved out onto the streets.
I watched the whole thing. There were some really good lines. What were my favorites? Nat's grandpa said in this really intense voice to Bathwack.
Paladin tricks. You ruin lives.
Oh, and then Bathwack said to Nat's grandpa,
I won't let you hurt anyone else on the risk of your death.
Oh, and then Nat's grandpa called everyone in Trent
ferret fuckers.
And characterized Trent itself as a
shit town.
I hated it. It was terrible. Will was Eldritch blasting Bathwack, and Bathwack was casting Flea.
Wait, you mean Nat's grandpa was Eldritch blasting Bathwack, right?
Ugh, yes. Nat's grandpa was Eldritch blasting Bathwack.
That's when I decided to step in. See, I was working the bar that morning when that old fucker destroyed the place. I wasn't gonna take that sitting down. So I pulled out my crossbow, marched right outside, and I fired a bolt at him. I could have really helped, you know. But then, this mustard-stained old coot came up to me and started talking to me about crossbows and asking me about mine and telling me how much he liked it and how powerful it looked, and then he took it out of my hands and was aiming it all wrong! Just really frustrating stuff.
Yeah, I still got it.
Look, my top priority was making sure no one else got hurt, so I started pushing this guy, you know? Telling him to leave. Get out of here. And in my book, there's nothing more heroic than pushing a grieving old man.
Oh my god. Yeah, of course Bathwack was doing his dumb hero thing. Meanwhile, this cool old guy is being a badass, floating into the air and saying, I have a problem with you and so do the dark powers. I mean, come on, that's pretty fucking cool if you ask me. I wish I'd been there to see it myself, but I wasn't. I was in my tent, relaxing, so.
I'm telling you, this fight was wild. Bathwack was throwing javelins. Nat's grandpa was kicking Bathwack in the back. Bathwack was picking up Nat's grandpa and throwing him and casting thunderous smite. And then, Rafina got involved.
Well, of course I got involved. I had to. Nat's grandpa had just grabbed a random lady in the market and tried to stab her. He was creating fires everywhere. He transformed into a giant crab and started chasing Bathwack. People were in danger. My friend was in danger. I had to help. So I pulled out my crossbow.
And that's when it happened. Serafina Phalangepot, exuberant, hospitable halfling life cleric from the city of Bear Toggle, fires her crossbow at Nat's grandpa. But instead of hitting her target, she hits an innocent bystander instead. The question is, was Rafina really just trying to help? Did she see her friend, Bathwack Madrak, in need, and try to offer well-intentioned support in a totally real fight? Or was Rafina Phalangepot a willing participant in an elaborate, orchestrated murder? You see, my producers don't want you to know the truth. I was just reading their script before when I caught this tragedy unorchestrated, but now I'm here to tell you, this entire fight was staged.
Okay, Paul, no, we talked about this, okay? We are not including your conspiracy theories, okay?
No, hear me out, okay? The javelins Bathwack was throwing, they didn't have any tips. Why wouldn't they have their tips? And where was Will? Why wouldn't Will be there? Maybe he was, but just in disguise, right? And why would the mustard-stained old coot be talking about backstories, I'll tell you why. The whole thing was a performance.
Why, Paul? Why would anybody do that?
Why? I'll tell you why. Because that random man in the marketplace who Rafina shot wasn't random at all. He was Nat. They were out to kill him because they didn't finish the job the first time around. Don't you get it? Nat never died. That's just what they want you to believe.
What?
Who wants us to believe, Paul?
The Church of Solberdia, the Desert Mothers, Ricardo, Ulysses, see, it's all connected. They're all in on it. They have to be. The mustard guy, he took these fake bones out of a terrarium and then hopped on the crab and started riding it. Why? Because that mustard-stained old coot isn't what he seems either. There is something going on with him. And don't get me started on the half-orc who punched a crab.
Okay, that's enough. Paul, you're fired. You have to go.
You can't fire me. I'm the only one here asking the right questions. Who's the half-orc in the emerald green robes who punched the crab, huh?
Paul, stop. Security, can you please remove him from the studio?
No, let me go. Who is the half-orc in the emerald green robes who punched the crab, huh? Who was the half-orc in the emerald green robes who punched the crab? Ah!
Okay. I hate to say it, but I think E. Trent Hollywood's story might be a bust.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't release this. That conspiracy theory was nuts.
Yeah, way nuts.
And obviously, Rafina didn't mean to shoot that guy. I mean, Bathwick wanted her to cast Raise Dead on him.
Totally.
Granted, she refused to do it, because according to her, they had plenty of time. But come on, it's not like she's some ruthless killer, right?
Ooh, right!
Yeah. We should just delete the whole thing.
Are you sure, boss?
Yeah, I am. Will you press the delete button over there?
Sure, if you say so. Which one is it again?
It's over there, right next to the publish button.
Gotcha. Click. All right, done.
Oh, good. Thanks.
No problem, boss.
And you're sure you pressed the delete button and not the publish button?
I think so.
Because they are right next to each other.
I know.
So you're sure you didn't publish it, right? You deleted it.
Yes, I am sure.
Great.
Hey, boss?
Yeah.
Why is it called E. Trent Hollywood Story? I mean, what's Hollywood?
Oh, it's like a forest outside of Trent.
Oh. Okay.
The end.
Amazing. I'm convinced. Thank you. Yeah, I know. Oh my God. That was so amazing.
So excited that Nat is alive again.
I know, but then you killed him.
Was alive again.
Was alive again.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Oh no. Oh my God. That's hilarious. That's so great. Oh my God, a conspiracy theorist who is in on it, who's like figured it out. I love that.
He's figured out some of it. But
yeah. Yes. It's just so great, though. That's such a great idea.
I knew I had to bring back that format when I got another session that ended with something so dark. I was like, oh, fuck. And so now it's a trilogy. Now I'm waiting for some done. In like 2 years, I can do part three.
Next time I kill someone.
True carnivore story.
Oh my God.
True carnivore story.
This is amazing. Like,
that was also a really helpful recap. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it was so detailed. Like, what an amazing. That was amazing. Incredible. Wow.
Yay. I'm glad you guys liked it. Good reading. Well done, everybody.
Thank you.
I feel like I have no idea what words are when I'm reading them out loud. I'm like, what words saying?
Especially when, and I force you guys to do a cold read. Alex gets the line of the night about the pushing and grieving.
Oh my God, that was so funny. That's so great. All right, E. True.
Nope.
What was it?
E. Trent Hollywood Story.
Because E. True Trent Story does not roll off the tongue.
Yes. No, it's perfect.
That was the right way to go.
So great. Okay.
But all the music cues are exactly the same.
Yeah.
Are they?
From the first one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Nice. And a bunch
even though
of the opening.
A completely different crew.
Right. Yeah. Different crew, sure.
Be a conspiracy theorist
this time.
All right.
Oh crap! Now
welcome
we
everyone.
Play.
Yeah, now you're.
We got to play.
Abby, you're now kneeling over a dead person.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Once again.
Is Bathwax still right there?
Nope. He was running away to try to get the fight towards where you guys wanted to go.
And oh, there was a person running up and upset.
Yeah, yep.
Woman. Uh-huh. Yeah.
About the dead person. And there was another person who ran out and punched the crab. Whap, mm-hmm. whap, whap, whap.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are.
All right.
I don't remember exactly where we were in the initiative order, so I'm just going to start at the top, unless anybody does remember or cares. Good. Will.
Well, it was the initiative was that this lady had suddenly punched me.
Yeah, I know that.
So wherever that is in the initiative would be...
That where is not in my list.
Oh, dang. So, all right. Well, it doesn't help at all then.
Yep. So, Will, you've just been punched in the crab. Okay. What do crabs have? Thoraxes? They probably don't have thoraxes.
No. It's probably like the stomach plate or something like that. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, man, I almost had a term that was related to something within the ocean. It wouldn't have been correct, I'm sure. Anyway, go ahead.
You go ahead.
Oh.
You got punched in the
well,
the
so,
boob.
Yeah, the boob plate.
In the crab
What
boob.
Are you doing?
The boob.
So I don't have like I think you've always done this for me like when I do an attack, but like I would just try to grab this lady if she just tried to
punch
me.
Well, you need to look up a dire crab.
Okay. Oh, this is just crab. Nope. Not just crab. I looked up dire crab. It's not my fault. It's Google's fault.
Well, I found it. First result.
Thanks. Well, good for you.
How do I send this to you?
Oh, it was my first result too. It just was looking weird. I haven't looked at Google really on this Apple computer very much. Okay.
You sound so old.
Well, I know. I am.
I haven't looked
though,
at the Google
so
on
okay.
this Apple computer.
Shut
very much.
The hell up.
This computer box.
Beep, 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 beep.
So that tells you what you can do.
Okay. Claw. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can I? Yeah, grapple. I want to grapple her.
Yeah, so you can claw.
Yeah, claw. So what do I do? Escape DC 13.
Well, first you have to hit.
Melee weapon attack. Interesting. Wait, I don't understand what? How that's... I'm looking here. Claw, where yeah. it says the grappled stuff, but it says melee
yeah,
weapon
that's just,
attack?
That's what it's called. It's a melee weapon attack. It's a type of attack.
All right, cool. So what do I do?
So you roll a d20 and add 5 to it.
Cool. 21.
That hits. So then you roll 2d6 plus 3.
9.
Okay. And then this person is grappled. So you've got them grabbing
Good.
Your claw. And you can make another claw attack on him.
Well,
on her.
Okay. So what I don't know
I'm
if
sorry,
this is
even
possible.
You said 9,
possible.
Right?
Yeah, I said 9. Yes, because I rolled a 6, so it was plus
cool.
3.
Yep.
So what Will wants to do is toss this lady away. Can I crab throw? Is that something a crab can do? The crab can breathe
sure.
air and water.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Can I transfer nice. That skill into the ability to throw uh-huh. a half-orc?
You're immune to being charmed.
Perfect.
I'll say with your other attack, instead of attacking with your claw again, you can throw her.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. So give me a strength check.
Okay.
I think it would be a plus 6. Strength.
22.
Plus 6?
No. 16 oh. plus 6.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You rolled a 22 on your d20?
Yeah, no, I did.
Plus 6? Wow. All right. And where are you trying to throw her?
So we're in a bunch of stalls, or have
you're
we
like
turned the
end.
Corner somewhere else?
Not, didn't quite turn a corner. She stepped out, like, at the end of the market street. So you're like right at the end.
So we have moved down this market street. We're down here
I
now.
Think you went back.
Oh,
you were going
we
back.
Because
Bathwack was trying to lead you towards Demon's Leap.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you're where I put you.
So.
On the map. Basically.
Is there enough of a crowd? Like, we exploded a stall.
Yeah, there's people
a big
everywhere.
Giant crab.
People are freaking out. There's right. screams. There's
okay.
people are rushing around. You think maybe some people are trying to gather weapons to defend themselves right. or their town.
Okay, so this lady, is there anything dangerous looking around?
What, like a TNT factory? Or
yeah! Is there a scissors
a
shop?
A quicksand pile?
A quicksand pile.
There is a giant crab.
I throw it at myself. is there a dumpster?
Like, there's just Rafina. She killed a guy.
Oh, she did. I guess. maybe I just throw her. If you know what, if there's enough of a crowd,
the biggest crowd is probably behind.
Yeah,
you back
in this
market.
Yeah. I was thinking of throwing her, but I don't want her to hit Rafina. Do I think I could throw her further than Rafina? Being a crab, or is that too far? Looking up crab baseball fast pitch speed.
I'm just trying to look up just general rules. I don't like.
Right, just say I can do it, and that's cool. Yeah.
Whatever. you definitely throw her, especially with a 22.
Okay, I'm just saying. Do I think I could throw her past Rafina and make sure that she doesn't?
Probably not past her.
Oh, okay. Well then, is there water? Oh no, just a river. Okay. Yeah. Can I throw her through a big plate glass window? Literally, yeah. Of a store.
Uh-huh.
The florist. Is this where the florist was?
No, but
isn't
you see
it?
Behind
no?
Behind one of the stalls, there's a jeweler's, so you can throw her through there.
Oh, hell yeah. I throw her through there, and then I reach out my crabby hand, and I put on a diamond bracelet. And then I go, Rafina, we got the extra diamond. Don't even worry about it.
You're so shiny. Amazing.
Did that work? Oh, I'm so shiny. Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Wow, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she chuck her. Wait, do I have a sound right, for that?
Cool.
Don't
you
yeah,
sure
breaking
do.
Glass?
Probably. Yeah.
Yep. And she goes, yeah, and smashes all the way through the glass and is going to take some damage. Let's see here. Okay. Okay. All right. And then what? You going to move?
Yeah, I'll just
going after
Bathwack if I'm...
Okay.
But and what I'm going to do is I
and,
can
and
sacrifice
remember that
my movement
was on
because
your back.
I know. Okay. Yeah, that's true. But did I notice that? You said, do I let him do that? Right. Like that was a conscious mm-hmm. effort because mm-hmm. like I didn't make it harder for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, he's there.
OK. Well, what I'm trying to do is just like I'm a big old crab as I turn the corner to go after Bathwack, because I'm assuming I'm probably faster than Bathwack in this form, or at least he's pretty
no.
close to me. I mean, is he not, is he far?
You're not faster than him.
Okay.
You guys
well,
are the same
maybe
speed.
I don't know that. Okay. But I know that I don't necessarily want to catch, or do I want to catch up to Bathwack? I think I just do a big show of like kind of climbing onto the buildings with my legs, like half legs on the ground, uh-huh. like doing it, popping a wheelie or something, like as a crab, popping a crabby, like my
crabby.
Yeah. my legs, like I want them to poke through windows uh-huh. and shit if I can, like so people, if they're inside and they haven't heard anything, or if
yep.
there's like a deaf guy in there, like uh-huh. I poke them in the face. Cause
yeah, if someone's holding a baby watching out the window.
Right. Oh God, I spear the baby with one of my fingers.
No!
Sorry, Rafina.
The baby was just scared of crabs.
Oh, I've given it a phobia
yeah,
forever.
It can
good
never
job,
eat
baby.
Crab legs.
Did you literally get a diamond through that jeweler's window?
No.
Or was that a joke?
No, that was a joke.
I'm trying to take notes here, and also I really wish that happened.
I know. It would make things a lot simpler.
Yeah, you could run towards Bathwack. Remember, combat, even though it happens, stop, that you're all kind of moving at the same time. So
okay.
if you're trying to, you know, you can move up to where he is. Bathwack! The crab behind you, if you were watching, picked up that lady and chucked her through a window and then is running after you. You, I think you're kind of on your own right now. Yeah. Because Mo's not with you and Shimi's not.
I'm just going to bolt. I mean, I'll use my action to run.
Okay. Cool.
Especially if, I mean, I'll take a moment just to make it, I don't know. Let's see. The crab is just following me. So I'm not, there's no mm-hmm. reason to do anything else. I'll just run.
Okay. So yeah, you can run towards the demon's leap.
Yep.
So you can go 60 feet. So you can get to about here-ish.
Oh, shit. He's... What the fuck?
Well, you're like
I
here.
Moved just a little bit. Okay. All right. I just was That's trying to move saying. Myself like, at all. Yeah. Okay.
You cool. got to where he was cool. as he gets to there. It's
very
it's,
cool. I get it.
Yep. And then we've got Roscoe. So, Roscoe, you're on the crab.
It's a sure am. Ride.
It's like you're getting crab popped almost this completely whole time. Off. You're getting crabbied.
Okay.
Crabbies are being popped, but you're hanging on. What else are you doing?
Not much. I think Roscoe's just along for the ride here. He's got the bones in his pocket or in his bag or wherever.
Uh-huh.
And I guess Rafina is now out of sight. I guess. So I can't even look back and check on Rafina.
You could have before the crab turned the corner.
Yeah, as we turn the corner, he will turn back and look at Rafina. What does he see, Abby?
Rafina is lying on the floor on the ground right next to the dead body.
Oh.
And weeping angrily.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I know it.
Oh.
So you're just chilling?
Yeah, Roscoe's just holding on. He'll hold an action, and if something happens and he like his grasp on the crab is shaken, mm-hmm. I'm literally holding the action for like I don't know being able to. Do a check to hold on. Or
okay,
something.
Cool.
I don't know.
So I'll give you like advantage if that happens. Okay. So Rafina, we got the brief summary of you. I mean, is that the gist of it?
So I need to know what happened to the person who came up and was upset about the dead person.
She's just kind of sobbing over him.
I say, did you know this person?
Yeah, it's my brother.
Oh.
Yeah, that sucks.
Oh my god.
Please take me to jail. Please put me on trial. This is so bad.
Oh.
I'm totally responsible.
Oh. Uh-oh. We're not going to have a boat anymore. I'm just kidding. Well,
a boat?
No, I'm just joking. Like, I love that Rafina's.
Oh, the
this.
Boat!
I was just
the
making
big
it.
Boat.
I was like, Rafina's going to go to jail, ship. And then we don't get a free cruise anymore. Damn it! We'll just have to kill the captain. It'll be okay, Rafina. Don't worry.
There's so
more
many
innocent
options.
Lives will be lost.
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, Rafina, yell at all of us. All right. We deserve it. I'm sorry.
And so then Mo, he runs up to you, Rafina, and he says. Come on, Rafina! The crab's getting away! And he tries to pick you up.
Aww.
Does he have to do a Rafina handling role?
I paused for dramatic effect, but also to kind of open the door for you to let us know how that goes over, basically.
Well, Rafina has no spine at this point. Like, she's doing that toddler thing where she's floppy.
Okay.
So
yeah, then he just...
She's distraught.
Yep, so he just hefts you up, fireman's carry style, over his broad, muscular shoulders, beneath that wonderful suit that Will gave him. Don't forget, Mo's in a suit, guys.
That's right. Oh, man, that's amazing.
And he turns and starts running in the direction of the fight.
Mo! I need to go to jail!
Oh. No, Rafina! We go to, wherever crab goes.
I'm so tired of this.
Was that part of the plan?
Well, he sees that she's there on the ground.
Oh, yeah. I guess the original plan was that Rafina's supposed to go up there. Maybe he thinks
she was
needs
supposed
to
go
with
the bottom or whatever.
Right.
She's not supposed to stay in town.
And Mo is probably not a good improviser when the plan. I don't know.
Sure. He doesn't know that Roscoe is taking the first place.
Okay. So, Rafina, as Mo is carrying you, you see that the... I mean, you might not see if you have your eyes pinched shut, who knows, with or they're if they're clouded with the tears of of guilt. But the tears of guilt, that should be your OKCupid username.
Yeah, it was my last one.
Yeah. the half-orc in the robes bursts out of the broken window. She's bleeding from a myriad of small lacerations from her plunge through the plate glass. She begins booking it up the street towards the crab. But before she does, she passes you, Roscoe and Rafina, and she like skids to a stop. She turns. It's like almost as if she like cocking her head to listen at something. Listen to something. And then she puts her hand on your hand, Rafina, which is flopped limply over Mo's right shoulder. And she says, "You are absolved." And then she keeps running.
Oh, wow.
What?
And that feels a little good, Rafina. You feel some of the weight lifted off of your heart.
Oh my goodness.
Not completely, but...
That's really interesting. Well, you have to understand, just a little backstory here, that Rafina knows that she is not the only guilty party in this. And she's, you know, there's a lot of complicated emotions here, but she in a way, she's trying to get back at the people that she's really angry with for causing this problem by going to jail. So
the patriarchy, right? That's who you're mad at?
Listen, patriarchy is part of a system.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about the system. But that being said, absolutely, she does feel a little better because she's getting a little bit of that, like, I don't know if it's like a community, like an understanding. She feels like someone understands and has lifted a little bit of the weight. Sharing that burden. Also, what the heck?
Yeah. So she dashes up and she is very fast. Ooh. She almost reaches you, Will.
Oh.
Do I see her?
Yeah, I mean, she's coming up behind you. If you're paying any attention, if you have one of your eye stalks turned around backwards or something like that, or she's probably going to catch up to you.
Oh, my God.
Is the feeling.
Oh, damn.
She might have already if she hadn't had to extricate herself from
this dumb lady.
The shop that you threw her into.
Somebody's got to...
But it is now your turn in the initiative. So what are you doing?
My turn?
Your turn.
Can I use my held action for something other than what I said I was holding it for?
No.
Damn. No? Really? I didn't know how that worked. Okay. So do you not have a figure for her?
No, I can put one if that helps. It probably does.
Okay.
Let's see. Who do I want? How about this? Gummy snake. That could be her.
Wow, looks just like her.
That's how you pictured her, I know.
Yes. You did say gummy snake.
I did, in my defense.
So I was just checking, and if we're bolting as fast as we can up toward Demon's Leap, we'll get there in 88 turns if it's a mile away.
Yeah, so I'm not planning on making us go through each and every
turn. That would
turn.
Take like 10 sessions.
Yeah, of course. That's no. Once you guys have a path, it'll happen.
Yeah.
But that's not true yet.
Okay. So I don't know. Are you saying I see her? So if I'm
for the
crabbing
point of
my
this,
way around.
Like,
Will is not actually chasing Bathwack. This is all orchestrated.
I get
so
it.
I imagine myself looking around trying to perceive like what's the crowd doing? What's happening? Is anyone else gonna shoot anything at me? And then I see this lady coming back and I'm like, fuck, if this lady follows us up there, that's really not gonna be good. I can't cast spells as a crab. Can I? I guess I'll try to grab her again and throw her again. Like I don't know. Like because I can't.
You could also just keep her grabbed.
That's true, but I don't want her. Oh, I could. Oh, well, I could drop her off of a high ledge or something.
You would know that for her to get out, it's going to take an action.
For her to get out of my grasp.
Yeah.
That will be her action, whatever it is. But I'm, well, okay. But I'm just saying, like, I think Will is like, okay, either this lady needs to be beat up enough that she doesn't follow us, or I need to kill her.
Mm-hmm.
And Rafina looks very distracted. So maybe
yeah, you
I
also see
kill
Mo
this lady.
And Rafina coming out of the market street.
Oh.
Back down.
Okay.
The way.
Well, can I throw her towards them?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could try to first hit her and grab her.
Yes, that's what I have to do. Right.
Right. So make your attack.
It's 20 plus what? 3?
5, I believe.
Oh, 5. 13.
13 mm-hmm. plus 5?
No, a 13.
Oh, that
total.
Misses.
No.
But you get another, you have another claw attack, but you're not going to be able to throw her this turn.
Damn. Well, I'll do it again. Oop. Natural 20.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. I figured out exactly how my claws work, and I'm like, wait a second.
So roll 2d6.
Okay.
We have my janky critical roll, critical hit rules. So you're going to deal 15. No, you're going to deal 18 plus whatever you roll.
3.
Oh, 21. Okay. So yeah, you've got her grappled. So yeah, she is pinched between your pincers.
Mm-hmm.
You could also move if you wish.
Okay. I will. I guess. Man, this lady is throwing a wrench. Like, what's around me, DM? I need to know what is around, because I'm trying to... Is there a well I can throw her down? Like,
district.
You know what I'm saying? A commercial district. Okay. So
you're
what would be
almost
here? A factory?
The,
a
you're
bunch
almost
of stores?
To the
a
tavern.
Knife shop? Can I throw her? Are there knives? A knife chandelier? What was the sideways knife chandelier from the boat? That was from like some other episode.
Sideways
knife
that
chandelier,
all.
I think is what Abby said at one point on the boat with...
the houseboat?
With Ricardo Odysseus. yes, on the houseboat. yeah.
You see there's a pillow shop. There's a
I look around. Love that pillow shop, mattress mm-hmm. shop, cotton
a therapeutic
piles.
Hot tub yeah. shop.
The Tylenol store. Are us. The feathers are us.
A shiatsu massage parlor.
pudding yeah. boutique.
Yes.
A puddingery.
Puddingery, yes.
We're definitely throw her at the pudding.
I want to go to a puddingery, man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You don't see anything that's just overtly dangerous to be flung into, necessarily. But who knows? If you keep going, maybe you'll see something.
Okay, I will wave her around in an effort to be disorienting.
Okay.
As I kind of crawl
right, you can get
my way.
You can go half the distance.
That's fine,
between you
I
and Bathwack.
I don't know if I can. Like, here we go. Boop. I don't really. There's no squares, so is
it's,
this?
It's just eyeball.
It?
It's fine.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get a general sense. Okay. Bathwack. You see, Will has this lady now pinched in a pinchery type manner. And is coming after you, but he wasn't able to move as quickly as you did. What are you doing? Are you just still running?
All according to plan. But I'm gonna run like the boy in The Incredibles, like just fast Woo! Enough to stay, you know, a little bit ahead.
Okay.
Do something. Will's waving the lady around, like, do something about this lady.
I don't know who she is.
I know. Yeah, and he can't say anything, so mm-hmm. it's just a crab waving a lady around.
Yeah, sure. The universal sign language for.
I'm King Crabbing it. I'm King Crabbing it.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm right. almost out of town. I'm passing the bed.
Yep.
I love Bathwack's like inner dialogue. Like, this crab is totally fine. Will is great. He hasn't gotten hit at all. Everything is great. And I'm going to make it to Demon Sleep. And Will's like, there's 1,000 guys on me.
Okay. Roscoe. She's right there. Like, she is grabbed in this claw. She's probably close enough to, certainly close enough to speak to, or if you try to maneuver yourself a little bit on the carapace of this crab, you might be able to get within, I don't know what your plan is, but striking distance. if you wanted to do anything along those lines. But let's find out. What are you doing?
Roscoe will call out to this person and say,
oh, are you trying to help my friend too?
I will try to do what I must to help this town from this threat. Ow!
Sounds good to me. I'm on your side.
Roscoe will hold his action for... Because, well, so the crab is holding on to this person.
Mm-hmm. Wait, do you have to roll for roll deception or something?
Well, yeah, you definitely do. Of course. I thought that went... Did you not already roll it?
I'm I thought on it was just... your side.
Okay, well, that's touche.
I love it. I mean, I know he'd make me roll a deception for that too.
15.
Okay. Let's see here. Got to do an insight check.
Oh, geez.
I shouldn't have said anything. This is bullshit.
Abby shouldn't have said anything.
Yep, I was. Yep, I shot another innocent bystander in the chest. Oh, no, sorry, no. Adam.
Well, then why aren't you striking it with all your might? Ow!
Okay. Yeah.
Roscoe punches the crab with trying to do minimal damage.
Oh, that always goes well.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you're on the back of it. So yeah, you can punch it, sure. Like, are you trying to not hurt him at all? Like, just describe you hitting me, like, in the arm.
He gives the crab a noogie.
I'm trying to make it seem to this person that I'm trying to hurt the crab.
Okay.
So if that means doing a little bit of damage to the crab,
okay,
Roscoe is willing to do that.
Okay. So then you'll do half damage with your punch. Do you have unarmed strike as an attack on your
shoot? I do not.
Okay. So it's
Should I just do like a strength? Or should I, can I check. Add?
I just want you to roll damage. Armed strike 5e. Oh, it just does 1 plus your strength modifier.
My strength mod is 0. All right, so I'll do 1 damage.
Okay.
Take that, you Sebastian fuck.
Yeah. Okay. And you're still holding on?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Rafina, you're on Mo's shoulders. He is... Seems like he's trucking along, just trying to keep up with the action. Are you as limp as you were before?
Yes, because I'm sort of dangled around over his arm or whatever, however he has me.
Fireman's carry. Do you know what that is?
Stowed away. So I'm like over his shoulder then?
You're over like both shoulders.
With my butt
like,
sticking out?
He's,
oh,
it's like
oh,
where
is
you
that
put
fireman's...
them, like kind of drape them over your shoulders. Yeah.
I didn't know that's what it was. Mm-hmm. I learned something new. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Eric.
You're welcome.
So she says sort of almost as if she's drunk because she's so upset. She's like, Mo, what do you want me to do?
Just you hold on. I get you there. Wait, where you need to go?
I don't remember the plan. I'm supposed to pronounce him dead. I don't know. Wait, the bones. I don't know where the bones are.
Okay, we find them, or we ask, or wait, we not should not talk about this. Okay, I run more.
Are we too close? They can have my bones. I don't need them.
Oh,
stop it, Rafina! You're great.
Mo, she cries.
I kill lots of people.
Oh, that doesn't make me feel better.
You too.
No, she stiffens a little. She stirs.
There
to
we go.
Yep.
Okay. And yeah, he runs to keep up.
Yeah, but no action really from Rafina.
Okay. Where's my fucking map? There it is. Okay. All right. So, this woman you have pinced is going to do something. What is she going to do? She is going to try to escape. So it was a DC 13 to escape. So that's going to be a dex check. Okay. She does not escape.
Oh.
So she is still pinced.
Nice.
And yeah, that's about all she can do. Mo, let go of me right this instant, you beast. But she can't get out.
Nice.
Will.
Oh, okay.
So you've got her grabbed.
Yeah.
So as a crab, now that you have someone grabbed, you can use your constrict action before making your claw attacks if you're planning on hurting her at all.
Yeah.
Constrict means you make a, basically, it's a like you grab. So it's like a claw attack.
Yeah.
And then you could still hit her.
Yeah. How wounded does she seem?
Relatively wounded.
Yeah.
Pretty significantly. But you also think that this is kind of meta, but not really. You'd have a sense of this, must. That, like, it's not like someone you basically could kill outright with vicious mockery.
Right.
Like, if you hurt her enough that she is knocked out, she'll probably be fine.
Yeah.
Like, if someone tends to her.
Mm-hmm. And I can't remember if, from the last session, Roscoe, do you remember if we somehow communicated, like...
After he grabbed on?
Yeah, like, do I know that he has the bones? Like, I'm just going to assume that Roscoe is...
I don't think so.
I don't think that happened.
So I just kind of have to assume... Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I guess... Like, I want to roll, or... I don't know. I don't know what's a good D&D way to do this, but, like, would Will be quick enough? Because, like, this is literally, like, the kind of stuff that they have done before. You know, he has done this kind of thing before. Big
kill people?
Yeah, no, like
shows
confidence tricks kind of things.
Okay.
Like where you got to act and you got to think on your feet because unexpected things happen.
Correct.
So like I saw that Rafina killed somebody, right? Could I presume like how this is the other problem. I don't actually remember if Will actually saw these things. Like did he see that? Does he know that
did,
Rafina is upset?
You weren't like in the stall. She was ostensibly aiming and shooting at you.
Right. So I could assume that she might be upset about that, especially since she was like laying on the ground and stuff, but I don't know. I don't know how much I'm metagaming. I don't want
to. You're probably not paying a ton of attention to
Rafina. Right. Okay. So like, so, but Roscoe is hanging onto me with a satchel or something, but I can't necessarily see that. Is he hanging onto my big crab ass? Like, I don't know how.
I was picturing him like grabbing onto the top, like your collarbone kind of area. That's what I was picturing.
Okay. Well, crabs are flat. So what do you mean? You mean like in front of me?
Like, a crab has like a top shell and a bottom shell, right?
No, it's one piece. Kind of.
But like, you know what I mean. A top and a bottom. They're flat. They're like pancakes.
Yes.
So like the front edge, like where the eye stalks come out. Above
there
the mouth
parts.
There
are so many different kinds of crabs. So anyway, sorry. I'm such a bio-nerd. No, I'm such a bio-nerd. I like.
You're
I'm
a picturing... crab!
It's also because I was trying. Yeah, I know. Well, I was just assuming it was the one that I was kind of trying to draw.
Yeah.
Right. Well, whatever. What the fuck? I don't know why this is getting so complicated.
I don't know.
It's
what's
mostly
his name?
Because
Howie?
What
her
I'm
name.
Trying to do is determine. Like, I don't want a metagame, but like, I'm like, would. I know that Rafina, like, should we all end up there? I don't think so. I thought the plan was somebody was going to stay behind and kind of drum up everybody, look, point everybody to the direction that that was happening. So I feel like Will is going to assume that, like, everyone else knows what they're doing and that we'll somehow stop each other if we don't have the materials we need or the right person isn't there. So he's just going to take her and throw her backwards again, probably through another window.
Okay.
If that will hurt her more or whatever.
Without hurting her.
Without trying to kill her, but like if, to knock her out if I think I could.
I mean, do you want to give her a squeeze before you go and smack her with your other claw? Like you have, I'm letting you use one of your claw attacks to throw her. So you could before that constrict and smack if you wanted to. I just want to make sure you have
I'm
your options.
I'm scared I'm going to kill her. Like, I don't know if...
Can't you do it in a way that you don't intend to kill? Like, yeah, isn't like there
as my crab self?
As your crab self?
But I want to knock her out. Oh, man. Man, I'm sorry, guys. I really don't know what to do. This lady is throwing a wrench into everything. I don't want her to follow us.
Uh-huh.
I guess I gotta knock her out. Yeah, I'll just try to knock her out with... Like, I'll try to take one claw and bonk her on the top of the head.
So you're not gonna constrict.
Like, I've seen Curtis...
Sure.
Just bonk, you know, jog somebody like Andre the Giant.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm trying to do. Boom.
Okay. So not constrict. You're gonna do one claw attack and then throw her.
Is that stupid?
I'm like, just asking. It's nothing. Okay,
constrict.
Great.
Constrict. I'm worried about I'm gonna chop her in half or some shit.
So
and Rafina's right behind me.
Give me
she's
an attack
so
with
upset.
Advantage.
An attack with advantage.
So just roll 2d20 and tell me the higher.
Yep.
And it's plus 5. 7 or 13. Neither hits.
Well, that's
she's like dodging out of the way, even though you've got her pinned. Crap.
Okay. So then can I just throw her?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'll just do that, what I said before.
I'm so strength check. So d20 plus 6.
Oh, 8. My God. What a bunch of shitty rolls.
Okay. So 2 plus 6 is 8. So you throw her back. You aim at a window, but you're not able to get that far with that throw.
Okay.
It's actually kind of right near where Mo is.
Okay.
She does take some damage though, just from the throw itself. Okay. And then what? You go, you run?
Yeah, I mean, I am, but now I'm not. I know that before I leave town, I'm not going to let her leave the town with me.
Okay.
So I won't go too far.
Yeah, you don't think, as you see, like she's starting to slowly get to her feet if you look back.
Yeah, great.
She's not out.
I'll go up to Bathwack. Maybe we can just kill her together, right? Let's do it.
Bathwack! You're not able to get that close.
He just runs away.
Yeah, the crab's getting really close.
Oh, man. Okay.
So you're going. Okay.
Yep.
Almost off the map.
Team sleep, team sleep, team sleep.
Roscoe.
Okay.
This woman was chucked over your head. She's getting to her feet behind you. What are you doing?
I would like to have Roscoe cast a spell. Specifically, I'm looking at the spell Puppet.
Ooh, what the hell?
Puppet? I don't know this one.
Yeah.
It's Unearthed Arcana. So it has the... there's a risk of it being overpowered, but there's a note with it about how to make it not overpowered. So my gesture forces one humanoid I can see within range to make a constitution saving throw. On a failed save, the target must move up to its speed in a direction I choose.
Okay.
The overpowered part is that in addition, you can cause the target to drop whatever it is holding.
Okay.
I'm not doing that.
She's not holding anything.
Yeah, I just want to cause her to move.
Yep.
Have away. To move in another direction.
That's great. Yeah. Okay. So con save, I can do that.
Let's and is it against here. My
spell save DC?
14.
Okay, here we go. Oh, she just fails. She rolls a 14.
Yes.
All right.
Yay.
So she's kind of at this intersection. Do you want her to go back towards the market or do you want her to go south towards the river? Or do you not care?
If she goes back towards the market, is she gonna like run into Rafina and
She's kind of right by them right now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, south. Okay. Yeah, I see where she is. She's going south as far as her speed will take her.
Okay. Yeah, she's fast. Just so you can visualize it. The normal speed in D&D is 30 feet. Like that's the kind of the average. The default halflings are 25 feet. Yeah. She has a speed of 50 feet.
That's wild.
Hmm.
Did she fall into the river?
No, she doesn't quite get that far.
I would also... I don't know. Yeah. Bah.
Can you give us a description at all? Is there anything about the puppet spell coming from Roscoe LaFleur?
This is another, like, instance where Roscoe is tapping into, he's tapping into something that he's not fully aware that he has, it's more of an intuition. Like, it's almost like he saw Will as the crab kind of holding on to this person and tossing her, and it inspired him to, like, deep down he knows that somehow he has the power to also, like, kind of control the movement, like almost pick somebody up if he makes a claw out of his hand or something. Uh-huh. Like, he has this ability, and so it's kind of this vague flashback that he has to his own inner past or something. Ooh. So that's what happens. He almost mirrors, like, the claw shape of Will's crab, and kind of causes and moves his hand to, like, make her turn around and run the other way.
It's the claw. You're scared of the claw.
Yeah,
the claw.
All right, cool.
All right.
Very cool. All right.
I love that.
Okay.
Rafina. I would say that, like, Roscoe's trying to hide the fact that he's the source of the spell, but I think because it's so just kind of reflexive, I don't think I couldn't in good conscience have him also be able to, like, juggling the arcana of having to disguise the source of the spell.
I mean, there's a lot going on. You're not sure if she noticed it came from you or anybody else, but we'll see. Rafina, you're slightly more rigid.
Yeah. Where are we in relation, like, in our running?
So if you look at the map, you guys are at this kind of intersection near the tavern, the alehouse.
Oh, I see.
Will and Roscoe are up near the inn where you stayed. You don't see Bathwack anymore. If you were looking, he just turned the corner up there and is basically out of town. And then that woman in the robes strangely ran south away from you and away from the action.
Okay.
And Mo is just you could, you know, he's running towards the crab.
All right. Rafina says, Mo!
What?
Can you go any faster?
I could try!
All right, let's catch up to the crab. I just saw the lady leave that was trying to assault him, and I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I thought about maybe stabbing her, but I don't think that's good for optics.
No, not good for optics. This is true.
All right.
I think I saw him throw her through an optometrist window.
So you can try to urge Mo to go faster.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you pick a skill that you would like to use. And you can justify it to me.
Oh, can I?
Well, I mean, you may attempt to justify it to me.
Well, wowie zowie.
Wowie zowie. So let's go with...
animal handling.
Intimidation. Just kidding.
I had that thought.
No, I also have persuasion. Though actually I have the same... yeah, I guess it's going to have to be. It doesn't actually matter because it's the same. What's it going to call it?
Same modifier. So
modifier. That's
so you
the
can
word.
Tell us. You can give us the flavor. What flavor do you prefer?
Actually, here's what's going to happen.
Oh.
Rafina is going to realize how not aerodynamic this current situation is. Because she is in a fireman's hold. Is that what it's called? Carry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're learning. It's okay.
I am learning.
You'll get it in no less than 3 tries.
Okay.
Don't do that to me. Don't make me correct you when you're trying to be nice. So Rafina's going to use acrobatics to make herself more aerodynamic as part of this Moe vehicle moving toward
them. Yeah, like maybe like dangle yourself more so you're blocked by his broad shoulders.
Precisely. She'll turn herself more vertical.
Cool.
And so that she's sort of just hanging off of his shoulders. It says, Mo, I bet you can go faster now because I'm hanging as a cape.
Yes, let's do it. All right, give me an acrobatics roll. Now, are you dangling by your hands or your legs? Or your hair?
Oh, my God.
Or your socks?
I love that you gave me that those ideas, because as I picture it in my head, I can totally see Rafina letting, you know, just like, it's totally her feet because she's letting go with her hands and like pointing down his spine and then putting one leg over the other, you know, over the other shoulder.
Cool. All right.
Amazing.
Skin the cat on Mo's shoulders. All right. 12.
Okay.
So now Mo is going to try to run and we'll see if he can go a little faster. He can.
Oh.
And yeah, he's able to basically catch up to the crab and Roscoe. All right. Derpy derp. If any of you are looking back, you see the woman turn the corner and start to make her way up the road towards you
again.
Uh-huh.
So she did a U-turn.
Yep. As soon as she could, once she was done being puppeted. Oh. So Will, Mo and Rafina are right behind you. Roscoe is even more right behind you, seeing as he's on your behind. Uh-huh. And Bathwack is ahead of you.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing? If you do pop a crabby, you can look over the people and see that woman still coming.
Oh, I can.
Yeah.
I gesture with my crab leg, like I act like I'm a crab, so I guess correct. We'll see. I have to roll for like performance or something to show how expressive I am with my crab antennae and mouth parts. I'm like have annoyed mouth parts right now. They're like flinging themselves all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Back to or Roscoe, you're getting a little mist on your face.
It smells like a sea parts. Breeze.
Oh, goodness.
But I try to like act like I'm swiping at one of the people behind me, like Rafina, like I'm turning around and swiping at Rafina and Mo or something like that.
Okay.
But then I shake my arm a little bit, like look back there at the lady coming at us.
Okay.
And then I bring my other claw up and I snap it whoosh, whoosh, like that. It's like a whole big performance, but I'm not hitting them.
Okay, give me a performance roll.
I'm trying to tell them to somebody to take care
of that.
You guys,
Roscoe and I guess anybody who's, if you're looking Bathwack, you can too. Roll an insight to see if you can glean their performance. Oh, it's not about beating it. I just need to look at the numbers. Yeah, performance.
Okay. Oh, and. Natural one on my performance. Oh man.
I'm sorry, guys. You have no fucking clue.
Hey everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.